For me, ropa vieja really is like old clothes, familiar and used endlessly, and it's comfortable for those very two reasons. I wasn't ever homesick at school in Washington, D.C., but I did miss one thing: Cuban food. When it comes to Cuban restaurants, D.C. is pretty much a desert. So this summer, I asked my mom to teach me how to cook ropa vieja. She makes the best ropa vieja in the world. Family friends would always bring Tupperware to our dinner parties to take some home.
And to this day, when people see me, they remember the Tupperwares of ropa vieja, black beans. Entertaining is really easy with Cuban food.
My mom got her recipes from a woman my family calls Cuca. I know that's not the most polite word in some countries, but that's what my great uncle called her as a baby when he couldn't pronounce her name, and it stuck.
She was the best cook I ever knew.
That's my dad. Cuca was a nanny and a cook for his family for more than 50 years, first in Cuba and then here in Miami and Palm Beach. She died just before I was born, but from all the stories I hear, she was considered part of the family, a feisty one at that, and she fiercely protected her recipes.
Because it was her little secret. She would always say, "Ay, se me olvidó." We all concluded that it was really on purpose, that she just didn't want anybody else to get it exactly like hers.
Cuca lived with my parents for a little while in the 80s, and my mom managed to get more of her recipes than anyone else.
Into strong pieces.
In the recipe my mom taught me for ropa vieja, all the ingredients are measured in two amounts, some and a dash. This system is in the spirit of La Cocina Cubana, in the spirit of Cuca.
All right, so we're going to throw all the pieces in here.
The first thing we do is boil the meat in a large pot for a few hours.
And if we had a pressure cooker, time would be a lot less, but we don't. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way, which is boil from scratch.
Even though most recipes call for falda, or flank steak, my mom uses brisket. When she first moved to Boca Raton, she didn't know the English name for falda, and a butcher at the grocery store told her to use kosher brisket. None of her friends in Boca were Cuban or spoke Spanish, so my mom would tell them the dish was Cuban brisket.
Look how tender that is.
Once the meat is done, we take it out,
and if we can with a fork,
shred it, and put it back into an empty pot.
See how that is? It just tears by itself.
And next we add the sofrito.
And once you learned the basic sofrito, you can make anything.
That's what Cuca told my mom. Cuca sofrito is a mixture of thinly sliced onions and green peppers, garlic, dry white wine, and sometimes tomato sauce.
We will sauté the onions and the green peppers and the garlic all together. And this is all by just estimate, but I think I'm going to put another half of another large yellow onion.
Once they've softened, we add it to the pot with the meat and pour in the tomato sauce and dry white wine.
Mix it all up, and that cooks for another half hour, 45 minutes, so that it gains the taste.
All that's left is garnishing the ropa vieja with sliced red peppers and serving it with a side of black beans and rice. That recipe is exactly what my mom learned from Cuca, even down to the garnish.
Without her, I would not have learned to be the cook that I am. It means everything to me.
And being able to cook Cuban food means everything to me, too. Now I can take the flavors of home back to college in D.C. Now, family stories, South Florida, and Cuban culture will always be with me, wherever I have a large pot and a lot of time. I'm Isabella Echarte in Miami.